The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. Homeless people who lose their belongings in Caltrans sweeps can now be compensated for their losses. KCBS's Jim Taylor has the details of a proposed settlement.
It's not uncommon for homeless people to lose all of their belongings during sweeps of their encampments. Sweeps by Caltrans, the most notorious, people losing food and medical supplies, clothing. Settlement in a lawsuit filed 4 years ago by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, legal director Elisa Della Piana.
What Caltrans has been doing, giving 5 minutes notice, taking everything that people own and putting it into trash compactors. People lose everything.
This has been going on for years, yes?
It has. We sued Caltrans 3.5 years ago and said, at the bare minimum, you have to follow the Constitution. The state's not allowed to come in and take and immediately destroy people's property without notice.
They got to pay for that now. She is hopeful of approval by the Alameda County Superior Court.
And we're hopeful that Caltrans will find different ways of doing what it needs to do that don't cause the kind of trauma and pain that their previous actions have caused.
Jim Taylor, KCBS.
There has been a dramatic increase in the number of California residents enrolled in Covered California. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports that two policy changes are being credited for the rapid expansion of the taxpayer-funded marketplace for health insurance.
418,000 people signed up for the Covered California enrollment period. Now more than 1.5 million people have purchased insurance through the marketplace.
A 41% increase over last year.
That is Executive Director of Covered California, Peter Lee, who says two changes are building on the Affordable Care Act in contrast to federal policies.
New subsidies with state dollars, in many cases on top of federal dollars, first ever subsidies for middle-class Californians who are being priced out of coverage.
So individuals making up to $75,000 and families making up to $150,000 are eligible for subsidies. Additionally, a state mandate is now in effect. If you can afford health insurance but don't buy it, you will be faced with a penalty with the franchise tax board when you file your taxes in 2021.
We knew that no one likes penalties. No one likes mandates. But the governor said it's the right policy.
Lee says on average, those signing up are healthier people, so premiums can be low in the future. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
President Trump is set to land at LAX later this hour to begin a whirlwind of events in Southern California. He'll be heading to Beverly Hills, where he's expected to take part in a briefing with U.S. Olympic officials and organizers of the 2028 Summer Games. He'll then take part in a roundtable with supporters and a fundraising dinner. Mr. Trump will also travel to Rancho Mirage tomorrow morning to take part in a fundraising golf outing and reception hosted by Oracle Chairman Larry Ellison.
Expert searchers on foot and in the air have resumed their efforts to locate a Palo Alto couple in their 70s who vanished during a weekend trip to western Marin County. As KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports, one family member theorizes that the couple may have been the victims of foul play.
77-year-old Carol Kaparski and her husband, 72-year-old Ian Irwin, have been missing since Friday after they were spotted walking along a road near a cottage they'd rented here in Inverness. Authorities are mystified. Hundreds searched for the couple Sunday and Monday and still no sign. Marin Sheriff's Office spokesperson Brenton Schneider.
There was a lot of personal effects that were left behind in the residence, including cell phones, laptops. There was some hiking gear left behind, and their car was also at the residence.
So what do you make of that? Anything?
It's very strange. If someone was going to go for a hike, they'd probably take their hiking gear. We have nothing else to go on that would lead us to believe that there's any foul play of any sort.
Jonas Irwin is Ian Irwin's son. He says he fears his parents may have been kidnapped.
It feels like as time passes, something nefarious is going on.
Searchers are broadening their efforts and will be going door-to-door today in Inverness neighborhoods. In Inverness, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
By the way, sheriff's officials confirmed to KCBS that they are now searching for another hiker who has been reported missing this afternoon. That hiker was last seen in the Big Rock Ridge area. Officials were unable to provide any more information at this time.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.